Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I have a guest that's not only serving Cobb County, but she is serving two states through your other business. You have so many by Nicely Done Auctions, who is serving Georgia as well as Tennessee. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. So if you don't mind telling our listeners a little bit about Nicely Done Auctions and about what you do as an auctioneer.
Nicely Done Auctions is set up to be an online real estate auction company. We don't rent a tent and go out on Saturday and serve everybody hot dogs and sell grandma's farm. Mm-hmm. We can do that, but we like to focus on the online aspect of auctioneering.
Mm-hmm. Everything is online.
Everything
nowadays.
Is online. And, you know, there's TV shows about auctioning right now, but that crowd isn't the best buyer mm-hmm. for your property. The mm-hmm. crowd that is the best buyer is online. They're at their desk Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. They've got other stuff to do on Saturday, and they don't want to come out and check out grandma's
farm.
They
don't want a hot dog.
They don't want a hot dog. No, not when they're buying million-dollar properties. Uh-huh. They want something else.
mm-hmm. So how do you find these properties, or better yet, do these owners just find you? How does that work?
We do a lot of online marketing. We blog. We have, you know, SEO set up to draw in leads. And my auctioneering partner, Myers Jackson, has a TV show. And mm-hmm. so that brings in a flood of people.
Sure.
So that, you know, they want to be on TV and they mm-hmm. want to be, you know, have their 15 minutes of fame. Mm-hmm. And his show's in Texas, though, so that doesn't really bring in Georgia leads.
Right. So how did you get into this whole industry? I mean, it's not something you really hear about every day. You know, people are like, oh, I'm an accountant. Oh, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a lawyer. But how does one even think about becoming an auctioneer?
My family drug me to auctions on Saturdays the whole time I was growing up. Mm-hmm. My mom thought that was the best Saturday activity to take. The family
nice
did.
Nice learning lesson.
And we would buy stuff quite mm-hmm. frequently.
That's better than going to the mall.
Absolutely. It's a lot more expensive, right. But it comes back to you. Mm-hmm. We actually have a story in the family that my grandmother's grandfather passed away, and they were auctioning the farm. Mm-hmm. And so she went up and she came back and she was telling my grandfather, well, I bought this and I bought the mixer and I bought that mm-hmm. and I bought a lamp and I bought that. And then I bought the farm. He said, you what? She said, I bought the farm. I wanted the farm. It was grandpa's farm and I wanted it. So I bought it. So
how does one respond to that? I guess it's kind of like, well,
it's how much should I write the check for? That's how you respond to that. Okay, honey.
So funny. So I know we were talking a little bit earlier and you mentioned your mom going to auctions when you were younger. So did you ever work in your family business?
I did. My mom has, four truck companies and a real estate company herself. They do real estate investments. Mm-hmm. And I've worked for all of those companies. I used to sell dump trucks before I was in real estate. Mm-hmm. I was also the safety manager, and I taught dump truck drivers how to be miners for a zinc mine in East Tennessee.
This is so funny to me because you're sitting here so pretty with your diamonds, your pretty curly hair. Like, I cannot picture you dump truck.
I like rocks.
You like rocks. The girl that loves rocks more than just diamonds. She likes all rocks, right?
I do.
So when did you actually start doing this?
In 2011, I decided I wanted to work for the real estate investment company mm-hmm. that my family has, and I was going to be their leasing agent. Mm-hmm. So I went to real estate school and learned how to do real estate mm-hmm. By the books, anyway. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, I woke up and said, you know what? I really like hanging out with auctioneers and going to auctions. Maybe I should be a real estate auctioneer. So mm-hmm. I went to auctioneering school mm-hmm. and I went to Indiana. I was one of five women out of, 50 people in the class. Mm-hmm. And I think they have more women involved now, but
you started the trend.
No, there's other women. There's a lot of women in auctioneering that I really look up to. Uh-huh. There's a lady here in Atlanta that is a wonderful person mm-hmm. to get to know as an auctioneer and just as a person. There's a lady out of Texas. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of women. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about women in auctioneering until you realize how good they are. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people would rather talk to a woman to say, true, I'm trusting you with my property. Mm-hmm. Get the best money you can.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the best part about it is you have experience, you know, as a real estate agent. So you've done it all. You're a broker also, right?
I am a broker for Whitney Buys Houses, mm-hmm, and I'm a broker for Nicely Done Auctions in, mm-hmm, Tennessee. We're getting licensed in Georgia in 16. Mm-hmm. So that will
welcome
be here.
Welcome to Georgia.
Thank you. Whitney Buys Houses is already in Georgia, but Nicely Done Auctions will be in 16,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about that first auction that you were a part of? How did you feel? What was that like?
Well, the first auction that I was a part of, one of my dad's golfing buddies called and he was like, hey, we've got 50 acres on this hillside and we don't want to list it. We want it to sell because we need it on the books for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. 50 acres looking over a mountain. Sounds perfect.
Right.
So we advertised it and showed up the day of. I was actually talking to some of our truck drivers and they showed up at the auction and bought it.
Wow. See, look at that. Since you liked rocks and you
yes,
had these great relationships,
yes,
with these truck drivers, look at that. Those relationships came around and made some money for you.
A lot of times I find that it's the guys driving the 1989 Ford truck, mm-hmm, that are wearing overalls that have, you know, mm-hmm, a lot of money in their pocket, mm-hmm, are the best buyers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's the professional attorneys that are in town, but they've got those country roots and, mm-hmm, they really want 50 acres out in the country. And they'll bid on it from their desk in a,
right,
meeting, talking,
right,
to their CEO.
In the middle of a deposition, just
yeah,
sending a text message.
Absolutely.
So funny. So I guess my biggest question is, and we've talked about this before, real estate, right? Buying, investing in real estate. I've always had this impression of, I've wanted, you know, to get involved in real estate, but I always felt like I need more money. I need, it's not the right time, but you were explaining to me how it's totally possible to buy real estate with little to no money.
Right. I love,
blew me away.
I love deeds and dirt,
mm-hmm,
even more than rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's the rocks on the deed and the dirt that I like. but it's totally possible. We've bought houses this year for $1,000 down.
So crazy to me. Like, that's wild.
Owner financing. I've got a mortgage, but it's on my apartment complexes. It's not on any of my houses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fabulous way to buy because it's, you know, pretty much limitless.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you keep everything rolling, you keep the leads coming in, mm-hmm, you keep the buyers in shape to buy the house when, mm-hmm, their time is up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot going on, but it's totally possible. And it's a wonderful way to help different people. You help the sellers by taking away a payment they don't,
right,
want, can't afford,
mm-hmm,
don't want to deal with anymore. Mm-hmm. And you help buyers that need time to rebuild their credit or establish a job history, mm-hmm, or wait out a bankruptcy or whatever, mm-hmm, it is. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lump sum of money that they can put down on something, but a bank and mortgage broker won't touch them, mm-hmm, until they look better on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those people.
Mm-hmm. And I know my other question is, how do you find, I know with the auctions, people find you online, but how do you find these houses to do these owner finance agreements? Or maybe they find you online too.
Some of them do, yes. And I'm very active on social media. I annoy everybody, I think. But I get leads from Facebook and Instagram,
media,
and, mm-hmm, YouTube and Periscope and all those different things. I get leads from that.
Mm-hmm.
So it pays for me to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
The other great thing is, you know, I send out yellow letters. I send bandit signs out. Like, you, mm-hmm, sent me a picture one day of somebody else's bandit sign that was real cute.
Oh, yeah, the husband and wife team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Jason and I'll try that.
hint, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I've got probably 5 or 6 different ways,
uh-huh,
to get leads coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The best lead source is a referral, though.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney bought my house. She did exactly what she was said,
right,
she was going to do.
Because you know that person has trust in you because someone,
absolutely,
has personally referred you.
Or it's the person that sees me on Facebook annoying them all the time and they say, you know what? I know this girl named Whitney. She buys a lot of houses. Maybe you should call her.
She's at the top of my mind because she's always at the top of my news feed.
Absolutely.
Call Whitney.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing. I don't think enough business owners realize the power of social media.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. I've been given speeches on the power of just Instagram and Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Facebook's, you know, fabulous,
right,
for keeping up with the kids and the weddings and the,
right,
dogs and that stuff. But you don't forget about LinkedIn and how powerful that is for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about making relationships with those people on Facebook so that when they do have that business question, right. they come to you. Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, business consultant meetings where I have friends or people that I don't even really know, but they follow me on social media mm-hmm. and they say, hey, I need an hour of your time to look over this. I mm-hmm. need to redirect this. I need to think outside the box. I'm so stuck in what I do. Mm-hmm. I need to reach a broader audience and you are doing that. So tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you become a consultant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun because I also get to think outside of auctioneering for a second
right.
into somebody else's thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in my crazy girl brain, that leads me down a total rant on auctioneering.
Uh-huh.
I could do this and that and the other now. That's a great idea.
Shiny penny. Yes. Jump around.
Yes.
But no, I know you're totally focused because I've been watching you for a while. And I've seen your business grow in just a short period of time. You know, when we met, it was just Whitney Buys Houses.
Yes.
And so now you've been able to expand and do so many different things.
It was actually last December. We had our first phone call consultation and you were talking about my brand. And I thought, I don't know what a brand
that was
is. That was a year ago. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does. And I thought, I don't know what a brand is, much less what mine is. It's just me. What are you talking about? And then sometime between the spring and the summer, I found my brand.
It just kind of clicked.
And it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's been just a windfall of great experiences and meeting new people, which mm-hmm. I love strangers.
No stranger danger.
My mom probably didn't teach me that. Actually, I think it's my dad's fault that I love strangers because he's the kind at the restaurant, he's going up to you and say, what is that? Can I have a bite? No, Dad, sit back down. You can't do that. So instead of it embarrassing me, I just join him and I talk to strangers all
the
time.
That is so funny. Are you sampling from their plate also?
No.
You leave that to your dad.
Yeah, I leave that to him.
That is so funny. So Whitney, do you have a team? Like, do you do all of this on your own? What does your day look like?
It's very full and it's very scattered because I'm trying to talk to a lot of different people about a couple different things. Mm-hmm. But I have a VA that helps me with some leads. Mm-hmm. I have a lady that's helping me with my website and landing pages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Jason helps me go through, you know, we've got formulas that we've got
that's
to go
your wonderful
by.
Hubby.
Yes. And he helps me make sure that I'm going to make money uh-huh. if I do this
that's
project.
Important. That's important.
That's very important for both of us. That's right. very important. And a lot of times I look at it, I'm like, oh no, I can make so much money at that. And he goes, no, you can't. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
It takes another person's brain because I know from experience when you just have a lot of passion about something, yes. you just want to do it. You want to do it all, but it takes someone else to say, hey, let's think about this.
And he's very analytical and he's very good to say, it's not like that at all. Uh-huh. I see what you want to do, but it's not like that. Mm-hmm. So the auctions that I've done, I've had his blessing on those. Some of the houses I've flipped, I have not had his blessing on, but we're making that work anyway. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that. Like, how fun is that? To me, I think flipping houses would be so much fun. Just like the whole creative side of it, seeing like a total rundown
oh, yes.
home just become something beautiful.
I love it when, you know, the grass hasn't been mowed and the city's got to lean on it because they've had to mow it for a year or two mm-hmm. and the shrubs are overgrown mm-hmm. and the windows are awful and missing because the teenagers have thrown the rocks through them. I love that. And, you know, an apartment complex like that is just like 10 times.
Let me backtrack. Dirt, rocks, dirt, deeds, and broken windows.
Yeah, I do. I love my favorite buildings, especially in Knoxville, have grease pits in them.
Uh-huh.
So they're just dirty.
I just wish the people listening could see you right now.
And I get so excited.
Because this is not like the stereotypical get down and dirty. You would not expect.
Well, what does that look like?
Not you. I don't know exactly.
Dirty old man.
Dirty, greasy, grimy old man. But no, not you.
That's me. I love.
Way deep down inside.
Commercial, industrial, dirty properties.
That is so funny.
My mom says I like a challenge.
You like, well, that is a challenge because I've seen some of your
flips. Yeah.
Some of the things that you've bought and I'm just looking like, God bless you, Whitney.
I love it because, you know, if the carpet is caked with dog leftovers, mm-hmm. cat leftovers,
yucky.
You just throw the carpet away and the problem's fixed.
That's true.
It's not that big a deal. Yeah. It's kind of gross to look at, but I can knock the price down because that is gross.
Right. Right.
So
it's a good selling feature for you.
It's a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And, you know, I like pretty houses too. Mm-hmm. But usually those people are the nicer, more expensive houses. People get it. They know I'm trying to make money. They know I need to do this and that and the other to get rid of their house. It's the people that have the kind of medium houses that I struggle
with
so much.
Take it, please.
Yes.
I don't want this nasty, infested carpet home. Like, just take it.
Yes.
And like you said, they probably just don't think about the fact, just rip this carpet up.
The other people that, you know, the higher end houses, they get transferred. They don't have 6 months to wait on the house to sell because they're going to Houston or they're going to D.C. or they're going somewhere else. They just want to get rid of the payment so they don't have to make two. Well, I can do that. No problem.
Right. So you can help them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you find these houses to flip? Are these also homes that have come through your same lead process?
Absolutely. They all come through the same phone number, the same landing page. And that's why it's, you know, important that I take an hour or so every day to say, okay, I looked at this one. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I like this one. We should go look at this one. Or this one would be great for, you know, I have friends in different counties or states. Mm-hmm. So I'll send that to them.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Gotcha. And they'll probably do the same for you.
Yeah.
Did you have to do any type of training to be able to do this?
To be able to do auctioneering, I went to 10 days of auction school and then another 4 days of auction school. And
do you have to have a real estate background to go to the auction school?
No. I like real estate auctions, but there's plenty of auctioneers that want to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I originally thought I was going to sell yellow iron at auction, which is, you know, track hose and backhoes and big earth moving machines. That's what I wanted to do because that's what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it gets into to be able to sell those. You also have to take the contents of a house.
Oh.
And I didn't want the liability of maybe I broke this china. Maybe this china isn't actually worth anything and we should just use it for target practice. But I like the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And any way I can buy and sell real estate really makes me excited.
Mm-hmm. So it just made sense.
It did. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to take the time to do the personal property stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a designation in personal property appraising and I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
real estate's
I'm
just
in.
Your thing.
All about it. Deeds and dirt.
Deeds and dirt and broken windows. What about like with the whole flipping thing? Did you have to go to a training for that, or is that just something you just kind of picked up and just got it?
My mom and dad put me in that because mom would want to go to open houses and say, ooh, did you see what they did to that? Mm-hmm. What would you have done? Mm-hmm. And so I started when we were at these auctions and we were going through these open houses on Sunday saying, well, I would have done this and that and the other. And so in 2009, I flipped my first house.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually with my parents, one of their houses, and I live in it now. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We tore down some walls. We changed
the
kitchen.
You made it just the way you wanted it.
I did, but since it was my first one, anytime it's your first one, you do some silly things that, you know, 5-6 years later, I'm like, why did we do that? I really want to change that vanity. That does not make sense at all. Or why did we do this and why didn't we add that? So the good thing is I still have it and I can still play with it and try my experiments on it.
It's like your little dollhouse.
It is. It is. And that's what I love to talk to people about. You know, people that have one house, they live in it, they make the mortgage payment on it. A lot of times they're so driven on that line of thinking that they can't say, well, this house is on the wrong side of the town, or this house doesn't suit me. I wouldn't live here. Who would live here?
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people would live there. Lots of people would love to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I tell people when they're starting to buy their first property is put it somewhere close to your house. Mm-hmm. You're going to drive by it once or twice a day because you want to play with it and you want to, you know,
it's like a new
figure
toy.
It out. It is. It's a shiny new toy and you want to see what's going to happen with it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first properties was a half acre of industrial land, and we bought it at an auction, online auction, and my brother and I bought it. We paid $1,500 tax, tag, and title, so all in, all done, $1,500. And we rent the driveway to that building for $250
a month.
No. And this has been like 3 years ago. So I'm not smart enough.
The driveway?
The driveway. We don't even rent the half acre of industrial property that we have in the city limits.
Just the driveway.
We just rent the driveway, and I'm not smart enough to rent the rest of it to them or to figure out who I need to talk to for that. I got the driveway rented. We're making money. It's fine.
So you've made your money back.
Yes. Like, twice. And easily. Imagine, what if I'd had $10,000 and I bought 5 acres of industrial property and rented it for $1,000 a month.
Right.
I'd still have all my money back 2 or 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be making really good money on vacant land, which is awesome because you don't have to save money for the roof repair.
Mm-hmm.
You put fresh gravel down every year. That's like, what,
right.
$500?
Mm-hmm.
You can do...
You don't have to worry about things breaking.
You don't have to worry about the broken windows
right.
or if the toilet's clogged.
Mm-hmm.
It's just land.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pay the insurance and the taxes.
And it's a legacy.
It's a legacy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And say you've got $10,000 and you can put it down on vacant land or you put it down on an apartment. By the time your boys get to college, you mm-hmm. can either sell that or that mm-hmm. money that's coming in, you can use that to pay for their tuition, their books, their
so
boarding.
Mm-hmm.
And all you really have is $10,000.
Mm-hmm. So true. It's like stocks and bonds. It's like true return on your investment.
It is, but stocks and bonds, you can't go out and touch.
It's so risky, yeah.
You can't actually see that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a stockbroker, and I think real estate brokers should be like stockbrokers.
Mm-hmm.
They should manage your real estate portfolio,
mm-hmm.
check in with you once a month, say, hey, things are changing in the market. We really need to do this. We need to move there. We need to buy that. We need
mm-hmm.
to... They should manage your real estate portfolio like a stockbroker manages your stock portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. You pay them a couple $1,000 and they
gone.
Manage agents and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it's not really a property manager that I'm trying to describe. It's a real estate broker. They manage your real estate portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody that makes a certain amount of money, yeah, you can put money in the stock market and that's fun and you can watch that on TV. And it may be that your wife wants to play with the real estate and you can give her a new hobby or
mm-hmm.
something and keep her, you know.
While you go hunting and go do other
yes,
stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Her go play with the land.
And a lot of times people see real estate and they think, you know, I need this huge loan. I need all this money
down.
Yeah,
I mean, that's been my thought process.
You don't have to. And you can start with a $1,500 lot that brings in $250 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use that $250 a month. You save it up. You buy a $5,000
mm-hmm.
lot in a couple of years. You buy a $10,000. And you don't have all this huge... You know, expense.
Right. And these long, ridiculous mortgages with
exactly.
all this interest.
That you're paying, you know, mortgage brokers and the big banks
mm-hmm.
more than you're actually paying
mm-hmm.
for what you're enjoying. Mm-hmm.
That would be a whole nother show.
I'll be glad to do that one if you want
totally
to.
Totally different show. So what do you have planned for nicely done auctions for 2016? A new year's coming up. What's in the forefront for you?
Well, since we're not trying to do a Saturday sale every week.
Without hot dogs and tents.
No tents, none of that stuff. I really want to focus on one property a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy with one property a month because I don't want everybody else's stuff. I want the really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, you know, this is great. We can do this. I love properties like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really looking for the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking for the guys that are really motivated. They've got, you know, different companies' quarters end at different times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that they need to get rid of this by March.
Mm-hmm.
They need to buy by April.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much money they need to spend. They need to do this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Those are the people that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I love selling houses,
mm-hmm.
but I really like the bigger warehouses and commercial stuff,
mm-hmm.
landfills. I'm okay
landfills.
With a landfill.
You're hilarious. So what about helping other people do this? Are you ever going to do something like that?
I do. I've got a website set up, WhitneyNicely.com, and I help other people find the deals.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I send them an email, say, hey, I had this one come through. I've got this on it. I've
mm-hmm.
got this option. And options are really cool, too. We were talking about stocks. You know, a lot of people make a lot of money in the stock market by buying options
mm-hmm.
on stocks. Well, you can do that in real estate, too.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people have made plenty of money buying and selling options on real estate.
Wow.
So let's say I go out and I find an RV park like a camper spot on the
mm-hmm.
lake. It's, you know, beautiful, overlooking the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get an owner financing deal set up. And, you know, we talk about the interest rate and the monthly payments and down payment, and all this stuff. And I get the whole thing packaged up and I put an option on it. And I can take my option and auction it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have time to go out and get all this deal set up, but you need a 10% return on your money. And that's what I'm offering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to understand that I'm just selling the option. I'm not going to run it for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be your puppy
exactly.
to make sure that it gives you that 10%. I'm giving you the opportunity for that. and we can auction those. And I think
auctioning
that would
opportunity.
I think that would be awesome to auction an option.
Mm-hmm.
So I may make that at least one of my goals for 2016.
Like,
so I'm going to help people buy and sell at auction. Also helping people that want to buy houses. Maybe they don't want to flip them. Maybe they just want to buy nice houses and end up owning a nice house after 10 years that they didn't pay for. They put very little money down on and they're ready to be a landlord or, you know, put a money in a different source to pay for the kids' college.
I love it.
That's what I'm going to do. And like I said earlier, you know, I go around, I give these speeches on how to get these leads and how to sell your house without a realtor and lots of different things. I've got a lot to say. And
you're so passionate about it. Like, you're sitting here with the biggest smile on your face. Like, you could really just tell that you just love this stuff.
I'm a complete real estate nerd.
A real estate nerd. That's funny. But the best part about it is you're a nerd about something that can make you some money.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people get obsessed with things and they just, not that there's anything wrong with it, but they get obsessed with these hobbies.
Yes.
And the hobbies don't necessarily make money for them, but you're obsessed with something that's going to bring some money.
And it may be long-term money. It may be that I end up owning a quadplex in 10 years and I don't actually make any money until those 10 years are up. But then, you know, I'm bringing in a couple $1,000s a month that I didn't actually have to go out and clock in 9 to 5.
Exactly.
To have that.
You can have more freedom.
Yes.
Yes. Freedom is important. Freedom is priceless.
Work from the beach.
Work from the beach. Definitely. I'm all for that. But it's just great when a person can actually make money doing something that they love. So many people are stuck in a cubicle or they're stuck. Even business owners, you know, there are lots of business owners that don't even like what they do anymore. So it's got to be refreshing to wake up and actually love what you do and have a smile on your face about what you do.
It's new leads every day. It's a new property every day. It's a new situation every day. And I love that part of it. And like I said, I love strangers. I like to hear the story. The story probably won't help me sell your house, but it might. You know, we had a couple years ago and they, I guess, were bored. They had a lot of money and they wanted to see how much their property was worth. And you know, they paid for an appraisal, but then it was still a little bit bickering back and forth about what it was actually worth. So they said, fine, we'll auction our property. They paid $20,000 for us to market their property appropriately because it was a nice property. And at the end of it, it didn't sell. It didn't bring the minimum because our auctions are reserve auctions. If you have to have X amount of money, then we're going to go for that. But it solved their argument. They spent $20,000 to solve an argument and they were happy with the results. You know, one of them won, one of them didn't, but they knew exactly what the property was worth because that's what auctions do. They bring what that property is worth on the day of the sale in the condition that it's in.
That's funny.
And we can sell, you know, $2 million horse farms. We had 500 acres in Kentucky last week. We've always got, I feel like we've always got a never ending supply of 100 acres in Georgia.
Yeah. And just, you know, just keep having people get an argument, these $20,000 arguments.
I can do that.
You'll be good.
All day long, yeah. And our auction website is acre.bid, B-I-D, like you're bidding on the property. And the higher the bid, the more you're likely to win.
I like so, it. It's like an eBay, right?
Absolutely. And since our auctions are reserve, if I've got to have $100,000 for a $100,000 house and somebody offers me $100,000, we could sell it before the auction. There's always a 10% buyer's premium on top of it, which is pretty standard in the auction industry to have the money on top. And the other flip side of that is I can say, well, if you'll give me $100,000 2 days before the auction, what would you give me on the auction day? So maybe I could get up to $120,000 on this.
If they really want it.
If they really want it. And I use $100,000 because it's just easy math.
Easy math
and
yeah.
I'm from Tennessee and we like easy math.
I love easy math.
Yeah. The other thing is, though, if you want to buy our advertising marketing package on what you think grandma's house is $100,000, but it hasn't been updated since 1962 and it's actually worth $50,000, you know, I'm going to come to you day of the sale and I'm going to say, they say it's only worth $50,000. You want to get rid of it or not?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
A lot of times people say, all right, that's what it's worth. Just take the $50,000 and let's go on because my wife's already spent it.
I need the money back.
She's got plans. We've got
funny.
To sell it.
That's funny. But if our listeners want to learn more about you, what you do, I know you gave us a website, but let us know any other websites, social media, all that good stuff.
WhitneyNicely.com is what I'm promoting in 2016 because it's it's my umbrella website. I've got Whitney Buys Houses on there.
It's your brand.
Yay. I've got Nicely Done Auctions on there. And you can find out, you know, all about me. I'm on social media. Most places it's Whitney Buys Houses or Whit Buys Houses. I'm very social online. So friend me, like me, find me, whatever you want
to
do.
You talk to strangers.
I do. I talk to strangers. And I am going to start blabbing.
Are you familiar with Blab?
We should have linked up for Blab.
My plan was to do Periscope, but I completely forgot because we started talking about real estate and I started getting excited.
Well, that's okay.
Next time. You'll be back.
Okay, good.
Because there's so many other
topics to cover.
So many. I mean, I need to know how do I find time to find this property? How do I pull all this stuff together?
If you want to buy a house, tell everybody on Facebook that you want to buy a house. One of my first posts, and it actually came up in my memories yesterday, was that I want to buy a house, and had 15 comments on it.
Really?
All these people suddenly had all these houses, and I never said anything to them before about buying a house. They just said, oh, by the way, I got something. And then you can look for sale by owner signs in the yard. My phone is full of pictures of pieces and parts and for sale by owner signs, and sometimes I take a picture of the property and sometimes I just take a picture of the sign and I call him back and I don't really remember
you
what
don't remember
calling.
What it was.
So I know I saw your property and I know you want to sell it. Tell me a little bit about it and let me look it up and all that kind of stuff. And I've got worksheets on WhitneyNicely.com as to what you should ask, the order you should ask it in, because a lot of times that's important. And I've had a lot of people hang up on me because maybe I asked something too personal. But it's very important if you need $100,000, but the property's worth, you know, $50,000, that I'm not wasting my time.
Right.
If you're not going to go with the 50.
Right.
Or unless you have a secret, if you know that it's been rezoned commercial and it's worth 100, then maybe we should continue talking.
Yeah. But if they hang up on you, you know, kind of story's over.
I think a lot of realtors are afraid to ask. You know, if you call me and you want to sell your house, they're afraid to ask what the balance is on your mortgage, which is very important for them. It's important that they have it marketed properly and that they have faith that the appraisal will come in, which will make the actual sale go, which is what they're working for their commission for.
Right.
And they need to make sure that there's enough in there that either you're going to have to bring money to pay them and the other agent. And they don't want to ask that. So people aren't comfortable saying, I owe this much on my property. Maybe you had a high interest rate and you owe as much as you did when you bought it 10 years ago. I don't care. I need to know.
You need to know.
I'm not judging you on it. I don't care.
Right.
I just need to know so that I know which way to go. I've got different paths that I can take and I need to pick one now instead of getting halfway through and saying, uh-oh.
Right. It's funny. I was in the hair salon a couple weeks ago and there was a, I guess she was a real estate agent and she was livid. You know, she was saying that I guess her clients had presented her one story and then when it came down to it all, they were giving her fake paycheck stubs, like all kind of stuff. And that was basically her exact same statement. Like, just tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on and I can fix it. I can tell you which way to go. But if you aren't honest, if the person doesn't tell you up front what's going on, how can you really help them?
And a lot of times I talk to people that are behind on their mortgage and they're embarrassed about that. Well, you know, stuff happens. That's fine. There's plenty of people that will take over those payments and you can move on and save your credit and, you know, save the house. Sometimes it would save your marriage to get rid of this problem. So there's a lot of different ways. And I have a lot of friends that are specialized in different areas. Like I'm specialized in real estate auctions or buying houses. We buy apartments also and renting them or doing, you know, whatever. But I have friends that are specialized in other areas. They like different stuff. So I can send them to you so that you get who you need. Just like being an attorney. If I needed a divorce attorney, I would call divorce attorneys. If you need a certain accountant, you would call or doctors.
So with their special,
you wouldn't see a foot doctor if your tooth hurt.
Right.
So same with real estate. Real estate is very broad. And you need to make sure you're talking to somebody who is good in your area and your situation.
Awesome.
I like to think that I can cover a lot of different real estate situations because I don't focus on the traditional buying and selling.
Right.
I love the creative financing. I love it.
And we can tell. I love that you love it.
I've gotten pretty good at it too, I think.
That's awesome. So I have a special segment of the show, which is sponsored by Zaxby's. Two locations, one at 2080 Lower Roswell Road and the other at 591 South Marietta Parkway. And as part of this segment, you leave our listeners with the number one tip that they need to just get started. So obviously we're going to focus on real estate. So what is one tip that you want to leave our listeners that have an interest in getting started in real estate?
I believe in the power of peer pressure. So if you tell people that you're going to start buying houses and you put that out there, then you're more likely to start buying houses. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I want to buy 15 houses next year, and by golly, I got 19.
Uh-huh. So what's 2016? So I can hold you to it.
2016, I want at least 10 auctions. Mm-hmm. I want to buy five.
Let me write this down. Let me get my pen.
Okay, 10, go for it.
10 auctions.
10 auctions in Tennessee or Georgia or, you know, Florida, South Carolina. I travel. We'll have gravel, we'll travel. Have gavel, we'll travel.
Right.
And, you know, the internet's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So even if I am not the person that goes out and takes pictures, Myers is actually better at taking pictures because he's a professional photographer.
Oh.
So we'll handle it, mm-hmm. and I'll do the best I can from wherever I am.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to buy or flip five apartment complexes.
Five apartment complexes.
Yeah, it's not that I'm tired of houses. It's that I'm really good at houses and I want a challenge.
Yeah, it's time to perfect something else.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I would really like to flip some apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a truck shop or a gas station. Mm-hmm. Or I'm open.
You're open, right, whatever.
Send me those leads. Right. I love it. I love it. It's info@WhitneyNicely.com. Send your leads to info@WhitneyNicely.com. Also, if you have any, you know, speaking engagements, you need somebody to come and talk, I've got four or five different topics, mm-hmm. and I'll be glad to do that.
Awesome.
Let's see. I think I had one other goal. Oh, some coaching clients.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to help, especially women, see that they need to have a real estate portfolio. Like, they need a MAC collection of makeup. There's certain things that every lady needs, and a real estate portfolio is one of those things.
I like it. I would have not ever probably thought about things like this.
And
until you brought all this up too.
I don't want you to just buy houses. Don't stop there. Buy a quadplex. Buy mm-hmm. an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Get a truck shop. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised at how easy it is to work with those guys.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much
for
sharing all
me.
This information. So I know I'm excited. You've had me excited for about a week. So so hopefully our listeners are just as excited. So thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing these great tips with our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off on another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.